Hi, this is Nebraska Farm Bureau's Ag News Now service for radio. I'm Tina Henderson. This is the start of our Nebraska Farm Bureau Federation Convention to be held at the Kearney Holiday Inn in Kearney on December 4th through the 7th. I will be putting together two news cuts a day, and you can access those news cuts at our homepage at www.nefb.org. The news cuts will be available at 11 a.m. and at 4 p.m. Monday, December 5th through Wednesday, December 7th. On Monday at 11 o'clock, we will have Farm Bureau President Keith Olson's speech to members. And then at 4 that afternoon, I will expect to do a story on comments from Governor Dave Heineman on agricultural issues and what Nebraska farmers and ranchers are facing. On Tuesday at 11, the story will be comments from Republican Representative Tom Osborne, who will comment on the 2007 Farm Bill. At 4 that afternoon, I will hope to have a story on water. The delegates will look at how to fund LB 962. And then on Wednesday morning at 11, there will be a reader about the results of the elections in the Nebraska Farm Bureau Board of Directors. And then at 4 p.m., we will feature the focus program on the winners of the Young Farmer and Rancher Achievement Award winner. Then we'll go back to our regularly scheduled programming from Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 4 p.m. Now, here's a suggested lead-in to today's news cut. Nebraska Farm Bureau will hold its 2005 annual meeting and convention in Kearney December 4th through the 7th, based on policy resolutions received from county farm bureaus. The State House of Delegates will discuss water concerns, ethanol, trade, animal ID, and the 2007 Farm Bill. Nebraska Farm Bureau's Tina Henderson takes a closer look at some of the hot issues to be discussed during this year's convention. Following the report is an actuality from Keith Olson, president of Nebraska Farm Bureau, who comments on the issue of ethanol and biodiesel incentives. The actuality runs 25 seconds. And now for our report on the count in 3, 2, 1. Farmers and ranchers from across the state are descending on Kearney as the 88th Nebraska Farm Bureau Convention gets underway this weekend. Farm Bureau President Keith Olson says there has been a lot of resolutions concerning livestock development in the state, zoning rules, and animal ID. But a lot of the resolutions came in dealing with water, which should be the hot topic on the delegate floor.
The delegates are very concerned about will they have adequate water to meet their needs. They're concerned with the Kansas lawsuit and what that may mean to them, especially when we've had so many years of dry weather. And Mother Nature could help us a lot. There's a lot of uncertainty. People are concerned about the unknown.
Other issues that will stand out at this year's convention will be the rewrite of the Farm Bill.
Issue on the national level, I think there'll be a lot of discussion on the future of the farm program. Congress has made the statement they'd like to rewrite a new farm, or do a lot of the work on rewriting the new Farm Bill in 2006. The current bill expires in 2007. And so there'll be, I think, substantial discussion on issues such as payment limitations, the rural conservation programs, how much money should be spent, just a lot of issues. Crop insurance would be another major issue. So we've got a number of issues on the farm program that I think we'll talk about.
Besides discussions on farm issues, Governor Dave Heineman and Representative Tom Osborne will be on hand to talk agriculture issues in the upcoming governor's race. The convention begins Sunday, December 4th and ends Wednesday, December 7th. Reporting for Nebraska Farm Bureau, I'm Tina Henderson. And now for our extra actuality on the count in 3, 2, 1.
Bioenergy, ethanol, there'll be, discussion on ethanol, biodiesel, proper role of incentives in those programs, how much incentives, who should pay. We've had pretty good policy in the past, but I'm sure we'll have some discussion on the issue, and if there'll be any changes, I don't know, but it's always good to discuss it.
Thanks for listening.